The western end of the state wasn't exactly what it used to be back when things were simpler. The effects of radiation could blow your mind. Whispers in the waste speak of a snowy landscape in Nevada. Nevada. Well, in this case, would it be so hard to believe that a desert in the middle of nowhere had an oasis? Marshlands, woodlands, trees? Believe it or not, that's where the road took Cage today as he traveled westward. This may not have been the wasteland he was used to, but it's still the wasteland at the end of the day.
Can I help you?
Yes, sir, if you'd be willing. I need a place to stay out here, at least for the night. I'm unfamiliar with these marshlands and know nothing of the wildlife out here. I'm willing to work for it, if need be.
Huh? Ain't never heard no one call it wildlife before, but that's one way to put it.
Is there anything dangerous out here? Anything unusual, beyond what we already know?
We don't get the usual varmints like your ghouls and super mutants round these parts. More like stingwings and gulpers.
Who is it, Drake?
Out of towner, passing through. Young man needs a place to hang his hat for the night.
Oh.
Says he'll work for it if need be.
Well, now, that's awful refreshing to hear someone willing to lend a hand. What's your name, son?
Folks call me Cage.
Well, nice to meet you, Cage. I'm Wilma, and this is Drake. We're the Smiths. Been living out here since we were youngins. It's nice to see a friendly face out this way. Or a face at all.
Likewise. I come from out east. Never much had a home. I'm more of a drifter, looking to make ends meet.
Aw, now that's just plain awful, not having a place you know you can come home to every day.
I'm used to it now, ma'am.
Well, you can help me pick a few crop out here this afternoon if you wants to help. What do you think?
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Oh, me and Drake are on a healthy little mute fruit harvest out here since the marsh makes them grow so well. Does that sound like something you can do? I ain't saying you can't do the cooking and the housework with me, but it's not as exciting as a day out in nature.
Sounds perfect, actually. When can we start?
I was just about to head out there myself after I got done sweeping up. We got ourselves a Mr. Handy Robot getting started right now to help us out.
Perfect. Anything I'll need?
Just your hands and a big bag. I'll get ours in a second. Just give me a minute.
Understood.
You boys be safe now. I'll see you for supper.
So, you got a family somewhere?
Not anymore, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's a darn shame. Well, if you ever want to settle down one of these days, can't recommend these here marshlands enough. Hell of a lot safer than out there in the deserts.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because even though we've got a few nasties out this way, we hardly get people coming round these parts. And people's the whole reason you need to keep an eye open at night.
Amen to that, brother. That's because it's easier to spot residences in the desert, correct?
Yes, sir. Me and Wilma tried house hunting about a decade ago, far away from this place, and plumb turned back. Way too much folk. Way too much heat.
No disagreements here. Take it from a desert dweller like me. You've chosen a great spot to settle. It's refreshing to hear nature for once.
Well, we've been blessed. There wasn't such a thing as an oasis in these parts back before them bombs, so we don't complain.
So these mute fruits, do you sell them off to anyone, or are you self-sustainable?
Trade! We're actually dirt poor if you count off the caps we gave back at home. We don't have need for money, though. Instead, we just head out to see what folks got on them caravan routes some miles out once every few months. We're simple folk, but even mute fruit gets a little old after a while.
Oh, yeah? What do you usually trade for?
Brahmin steaks. Man, those puppies can last you a lifetime in the icebox, and they pair well with the fruit, sweet and salty. Boy, what do you know about that?
If you aim to sell me real estate here, you've already won. Thing is, I'm on a job, so maybe after.
Ah! Hey, Handy! What's going on with you? Where the heck have you been?
Is that your robot?
Yeah, but I don't know what's got him so riled up. Handy, where the heck have you been? We thought you were a goner.
Sir, I do apologize for my absence, but...
Go on, spit it out. Do I need to get my rifle or what?
Never seen a Handy so spooked before.
I was perusing a fresh spot for fruit deeper in the woods when I was suddenly chased by one of those things.
You talking about the goblins?
I ran every scan I possibly could, but nothing registers in the current database. Oh, Mr. Smith, it was awful, simply awful.
I heard gulpers and bugs, but not goblins. What's he going on about?
I think the wife can explain it better to you. Right now, I think we're better off heading back to the house.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a wonderful idea. Sanctuary.
Ooh! Got something here, Drake.
Well, I'll be gosh darn. I think that's one of them. Right there in the brush.
I can hardly see it. What's it doing?
It's just looking at us, as far as I can tell. These things ain't nothing to be played around with, though. See if we can back up first. If it moves, you shoot it.
All right.
Oh, dear.
It got away.
That's fine. We need to get on back home. There's more of them, and I don't like the looks of them in groups.
I'm just glad you boys are all right. Heaven knows what that thing was up to, but at least you said it didn't act hostile.
We don't know that.
Well, at least Cage had put a stop to anything before it happened.
My deepest apologies, dear Cage. I understand you only just arrived here.
Pardon my French, but does anyone know what the hell that thing was? A goblin?
About... I want to say 5 months ago? Drake, how long since we first saw him around here?
Yes'm. 5 months, I'd say.
That's right. The thing is, we don't really know what to call those things, so we call them goblins. Anyway, we found a few of them swapping our mute fruit one afternoon, so we ran them off. Didn't put up a fight none. But come that very same night, About a handful more show up at the house and do their darndest to break in. Husband and I was shook awake when that happened, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. Hopped out of bed not knowing what the hell was going on. Grabbed my double barrel and swept the house like a soldier. Boy, I tell you, them things were all on the windows, doors, and I heard even more of them on the roof, trying to get in. I couldn't really tell where to shoot at first, so I just hit one, and they all scampered back into the woods.
Wow.
We couldn't make heads nor tails of what the thing was, so we just buried it out back and forgot about it. Since then, though, the goblins like poking around here, like they're looking for something.
That sounds unsettling.
Can't get a good night's sleep no more. Them things scratch the wood and tap the windows. Can't tell you how many times I done jerked awake, seeing one of their heads looking at me through the glass.
They make the most horrid noises as well. Not menacing like a yagui, but not small like a mole rat.
Is that a recording of them?
Pardon me, sir, but what recording?
Hey, there they are! Right there!
Sweet heavens, there's a whole bundle of them!
Oh dear, oh dear!
Robot, do you have any sort of radar installed? Need to know what we're dealing with here.
Yes, sir! Oh my! Sir, I'm picking up much more than usual! Over 30 similar life forms!
Ma, throw me my shotgun! Hurry!
Okay.
Get yourself one too, Ma. They ain't playing around this time.
All right.
I don't gotta tell you to get yours out, do I, Cage?
That is, if you don't mind a few holes in your house.
We'll fix it. This is a cabin, not a mansion.
I got a big box of shells, honey. Those things were hitting the kitchen windows like June bugs.
That's fine. The more, the merrier. I'd advise none of y'all go outside either. None of them's ever got their hands on us before, and I don't want to figure out what it's like when they do.
Above us! My scanners are indicating!
Look out!
Everybody spread out! Go!
Drake, 3 o'clock.
Oh, shit!
They're everywhere!
Back away, you little green devils!
Now, y'all step back now, you hear? I said stay away! Help! Somebody!
You all right, Wilma?
Not if it hadn't been for you. Whew. Thanks, darling.
They're taking off! Come on, help me pick them off!
You coming?
I'll catch up with you boys in a moment.
Come on, boy! Help me send them a message! That's right. Run on back to your hidey holes. I don't want to see any of you back on my land ever again. You hear?
That just about does it, I suppose.
I ain't trying to scare nobody, but I think they'll come back for more. Never seen something like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Just what the hell are those things?
Son, you could ask the biggest brain in this wasteland. They ain't never gonna know. Me, though, I say they're just mutants, like any other.
They must be the rarest mutants on Earth, then. Show yourself.
Whoa now, whoa.
We don't want any trouble, sir. I'm just here to see the Smiths.
And you might be?
Yes, well, I'm Derek Johnston of, well, Derek Johnston Caravans. I come from, up north, I have to say. I'm baffled to find someone other than my two old customers out this way.
What's your business with the Smiths?
Why, monthly trading, of course. I tend to stick to a strict path for my travels, but Drake and Wilma are all the more worth it to visit off the beaten path. Their mute fruit is to die for. And you, what is yours?
I'm a drifter. Smiths offered me to stay in exchange for work. Was supposed to be gone this morning, but we ran into these odd creatures last night. Nearly killed us. So I'm here on a stakeout.
Oh, dear. Creatures? Gulpers? Or...
Nah, nothing I've ever seen in my life. Not even the Smiths know. I'd make your business quick with them, too. Once the sun goes down, everyone's fair game.
That's disturbing, friend. Very disturbing. Thank you for the warning. Maybe I need to rethink this detour.
Just follow that trail there to get there the fastest.
Thank you, sir. Only a stubborn man wouldn't heed that advice. And it's clearly obvious you know your stuff. I'll be off then. Yeah.
What is this? Greenish slime on the ground. Curious indeed. Who's there? Show yourself, damn it. What the? Got a cave mouth here. On the small side, but large enough to fit people. More green slime leads directly into the cave. We might have something here.
Hey, Walter. Here's today's list of dear listeners.
Oh, you mean the Patreon supporters?
That's right.
Excellent, excellent. Let's take a look at them.
Oh, I always get excited for these.
Me too, Bunny. Me too. Now let's see here.
Oh, let me read the first.
Okay. Here you go.
Let's start with our oldest and most loyal patron to date, Joel Jackal, who's been with us since October 14th, 2019. And Michael D. Batku, joined only a day later. Wow.
Now those are some true pals right there. Joel Jackal also does some whiz-bang Fallout cosplay. Let me see the other ones, Bunny.
All right, here you go.
Ah, yes, Mr. Cage himself, Mike Tyson. He's a part of the show and a patron.
Golly.
We've got Mike Gregory. He's been with us for a long time. And Don McCormack. She's always been real supportive.
And our newest patrons, Brandon Cullison, Courier 07, Frederick Winther, and Lost Paws Jr. Thank you all for being dear listeners.
And you can join this list of wonderful names by going to patreon.com/abomradio and becoming a dear listener today. Why, we've got early access episodes, behind-the-scenes content, sneak peeks...
And stickers.
That's right, Bunny. And stickers. Remember, that's patreon.com/abomradio. Now, back to the show.
And now, back to our story.
Damn it! Open the door!
Huh? Gage? Jeez, boy, you nearly made me shoot you! Oh, hey, now! What in the Sam Hill happened out there? Hey, come on, talk to me, boy!
Those things. I found them.
Found them? Where? Where'd you find them? Back at the field?
Drake, dear? What's going on?
No. Not like last time. When I was patrolling, I found a cave. A cave full of them. You understand? That's where they're coming from.
Oh, my.
They chased me practically all the way back here. Those bastards can run like the wind. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were here right now.
Oh, okay. When's the last time you saw them on your coattails?
Dunno, but I heard them. They kept making noise until... I guess they got tired of it. The footsteps. They didn't stop until a minute ago.
Well, maybe they know not to get too close to the cabin since last time...
Nah, Wilma. If them things was bold enough to ransack the place like it did last night, they'll darn sure do it again.
What do we do?
Hold on.
Look, if we're aiming to get the jump on these things for once, I'd suggest cutting off the lights. Based on what I know so far, they'll send an armada when they know you're up and awake.
Well, what's that going to...
No, Wilma, he's probably right. We need to start getting this thing from the short hairs. It's worth a try, at least.
Even if it doesn't work, we'll at least get the jump on them. Come on, we need to move fast.
Pardon the interruption, sirs, but I'm afraid the short-range radar is picking up more life forms slowly, emerging.
Shit. We're already short on time. Are all the doors locked?
All of them locked. Hun, you know what to do.
Go to the bedroom, you three. I'll bring along the guns. Go!
Come on.
I wouldn't lie to you, Master Smith. Something about these encounters puts more than usual stress on my internal processes. And the constant use of radar has increased my temperature to unhealthy levels. And let's not pretend the damage those monsters rained upon me did me any favors.
Shut up! We're here. The big window don't help, but this here's the least cramped room we have.
It'll have to do. Pull that curtain down at least.
Handy!
Right away, sir! Oh, dear.
Here's the guns and the biggest box of ammo I could carry. Grab up all you can, boys. I saw them things part in the bushes. I guess they're looking for a way in.
Why you both just now started having these things swarm on you is beyond me.
Yeah. Well, maybe they was looking after us the whole time and didn't like the sight of you or something.
Now, Drake, you know that's a damn lie.
Was only joking. Cage hadn't been here, we would have been good to those little green bastards.
Voices down, people. Hear signals converging.
I hear him.
Handy.
Yes, sir?
Get away from the window.
What was that, sir?
The window. Get away from the window.
What?
The window. Get away from the fucking window.
You'll have to repeat your orders, sir. I can't pick up your...
Handy! No!
Shoot, Wilma! There ain't nothing we can do about him now!
Hey.
Left side! They're pouring in!
We need to get out of the bedroom!
Go ahead, I'll open it. Just regroup in the kitchen. Go!
Cage, honey, we need a little help here.
Coming. Whatever these goblins are, they sure know how to stage a raid.
Well, should have guessed one of these days they'd try and finish us off. Either way, showing up at that cave must have been the last straw for these freaks.
I can't believe Handy's gone.
Just keep shooting, Wilma. Ain't nothing we can do about him now. Shit! One of them just bumped over the oil lamp.
What do we do?
We don't have time for it. There's too many of these things to worry about. Oh, shit.
Hold on, Wilma. You all right?
Damn it. Someone bit me. He's sharper than the Dickens.
The fire's keeping them separated for now. But one of us has got to make a move or we'll end up burned.
All right, then. How about you? That armor enough to step past the flames and do something?
No offense, but do what exactly?
I don't know. Distract them or something. I don't know. All I know is them goblins took a bite of my wife and... aim to make a meal out of all of us.
Darling, the fire's getting out of hand.
You hear that?
Yeah. Son of a bitch. They're breaking through the roof.
No!
Guns ready. Hurry.
Drake, honey, we can't stay here no more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get ahead of yourselves, you two.
Right. I love you, honey.
Oh, Drake, don't say that. They're coming through.
First sight of them, you open fire. We can't stay in this house much longer.
How are we gonna get out?
Dunno. We'll have an extra vent with a hole in the ceiling at the very least. Okay, now, open fire.
Die, you sons of bitches!
Keep going! Full force!
They're inside! Look out!
Right, shit!
Drake! No!
Cage was perplexed at what had just happened. A moment ago, he and two other fellas had just took up arms against a band of goblins in the middle of a ring of fire. Now he found himself falling flat through the floor, smack dab in the Smith's hidden basement. Cage flipped on his helmet flashlight and took a gander through the wide, dark space. No sign of goblins, not yet. But it wouldn't be long until he stumbled on the bodies of none other than Drake and Wilma Smith, laying together in a heap of wood, almost like they'd fallen asleep together. Yep, they were dead. Ain't surprising, though. Cage had the armor to take a fall like that.
What the hell is this? Are these eggs? Oh my gosh. There's tons of them. These things were all over the walls. What kind of fucked up racket did these old bats have going on for them? Look, I'm not here to hurt you, all right? I mean, I know. Oh, my. Is this what you want? Is this what they stole from you? Take it. Please. I had no idea they were holding them from you. You're saying I can leave? Okay. I'm gonna just lay this down here, all right? You can take whatever you want in this room. I'll leave. Easy now. Easy.
Was a close one. You see, Cage would later realize, as he ran through the woods like a dog with his tail between his legs, that there was something off about his little run-in with that Derek character earlier that day. You see, no trader is willing to risk his roots over a good mute fruit crop. That just don't make any sense. Nope. But what does make sense is that the Smiths kept our old boy Cage in the dark about a secret other crop they like to trade. Goblin eggs. No one can tell you where they came from, but it wasn't Earth. Cage figured that somewhere down the line, those things made a nest nearby and didn't bother no one. But after the Smiths figured out the things laid eggs, they saw dollar signs. Suppose you could say it all came full circle, if you believe in karma.
Those lying old crones damn near got me killed over their own theft. Last time I trust a smiling face.
How is everything, Cage? I haven't heard from you in a bit.
How much can you believe in me based on a swear?
Professionally, not much. I hardly know you.
Well, how much can you believe if I swear I just experienced something directly out of one of those astoundingly awesome tales comic books?
Not much.
Good. You'll save me the breath in that case.
Well, regardless, what is your status?
Back on track. I'm close to crossing the border. Just about a few hours away. I'll be arriving in the town that broke me pretty soon.
That's great to hear. Right on time, despite the delay.
Guess it wasn't a delay then.
Regardless, everything's still according to plan. Keep a low profile. My research says everything isn't so peaceful once you cross state lines.
If you hire the person you think you know, you wouldn't have to remind him of that.
Understood.
Well, partner, it's been a bizarre one, but that's all she wrote. Be sure to keep it locked to this podcast for episode 4, Flashbacks. In this eventful episode, Cage revisits the place where his old life ended and his new one began. Marfa. What was it like serving under a paladin and his brace knights? And what drove Cage away from the Brotherhood? Stay tuned. This episode was written and produced by Preston Harden, edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. In today's episode, Cage was voiced by Mike Tyson, Drake Smith by Harrison Bullman, Wilma Smith by Letitia Lemon, Mr. Handy by Philip Sacramento, Derek by Mike Tyson, and Red by Marianne Stanek. Be sure to visit patreon.com/abomradio and become a dear listener. Find us at abomradio on Twitter. Other things like our merch and Discord are available in this episode's description. Also, make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it. Or share it to another Fallout fan. You know they'll like it. I'm Forrest Lee, and we'll see you in the next one.
Support for True Vault Escapades is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code BUNNY20 at manscaped.com. The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. I've received a few of these products in this wonderful new partnership, and I have to say, this is the go-to place for men's personal hygiene. You're receiving well-thought-out products with the utmost comfort and security of the grooming experience. Get 20% off free shipping with the code BUNNY20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BUNNY20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Have you ever wanted to deep dive into the lore and stories behind all your favorite Marvel movies? Then do we have the show for you. I'm Captain Shenko.
And I'm Psych88. Join us as we dissect the media megalith that is the MCU. We'll talk about the origin stories, the fights, and everything in between.
The MCU Lorecast releases on all major podcasting platforms on Mondays as part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club and can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.